Welcome once again to another edition of what we call, or I call, American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner. It is the 18th of August, 2005. The mess continues to percolate and reveal itself in many facets of society today. Cindy Sheehan, and you certainly know about her, Gold Star Families for Peace. evidently, her mother had a stroke, and she's gone off to help her, and certainly that's very important. But I keep reiterating the fact that we're reliving the 1960s, the Vietnam War, with the peace movement, the peace symbol. Remember the peace symbol with your fingers, the peace sign? Well, we'll get into that a little bit tonight. We're going to get into, once again, UN Resolution 1373, I believe it is, 1373, 1378, I'm not sure. I don't have it right in front of me. There it is, 1373. The implementation of the police state through the UN system and the State Department. But first of all, Dennis was on a rampage today and certainly helped connect dots to what I was talking about today. Scientists are proposing reintroducing large mammals such as elephants, lions, cheetahs, and wild horses to North America to replace populations lost 13,000 years ago. Is this called the Rewilding Project? Is this called Rewilding America? Listeners, the scientists say that not only could large tracts of North America act as breeding sanctuaries for species of large wild animals under threat in Africa and Asia, but that such ecological history parks could be major tourist attractions. And here's the setup. Weather modification in Africa, drought inducement in Africa and Asia, and then they bring them over here, the Rewilding Project here, sustainable communities here, Agenda 21 everywhere. And this is the life we live today, people. This is what's being done to us. This is why it's so important for you who are listening to spread this vital information immediately, if not sooner. Call other talk shows. Ask them, what do they know about Agenda 21? After you do a little bit of research into Agenda 21 and more research into Agenda 21 as more people are catching on. Quote, Africa and parts of Asia are now the only places where megafauna are relatively intact, and the loss of many of these species within this century seems likely, end quote. The team led by Josh Dolan from New York's Cornell University said, and there's the implementation process. Quote, given the risk of further extinction, rewilding of North America sites carries global conservation implications, end quote. The team wrote in Wednesday's issue of the science journal Nature. It said large mammals were common across all continents until the late Pleistocene wipeout that hit North America hardest and handed the world to handed the world to smaller pieces. The largest mammals in the United States today are bison. The Pleistocene epoch lasted about 1.65 million years ago to 10,000 years ago. Oh, that's just amazing. How do they come up with that conclusion, people? This is junk science, listeners. Common sense would tell you this is junk science. common sense. The large carnivores and herbivores often play important roles in the maintenance of biodiversity. Oh, my God. And thus, many extinct mammals must have shaped the evolution of the species we know today, end quote, the scientists wrote. They're getting paid very handsomely to do this, I'm sure. See how the propaganda machine is operational today in full operation? As our sons and daughters and fathers and mothers and boyfriends and girlfriends are off to the Middle East to another bloody war, another Vietnam, they play this game on us about rewilding America. Our military is out of this country for all intents and purposes, on purpose, by design. The border problem is a major disaster now, as Arizona and New Mexico have declared a state of emergency in their states at the border. And yet, we're supposed to reintroduce animals from other parts of the world to America. Wildlife relocators will be handsomely paid. It's all under the guise of jobs, but they're jobs for the UN system, listeners, just like I was talking about the Pravda article earlier this week, talking about the $286 billion highway project for jobs. Those jobs are for the NAFTA corridors, and also the retaking of land and the road removal. This is all going on today. Quote, they said the pronghorn antelope's remarkable turn of speed must be due, at least in part, to the presence of the now extinct predatory American cheetah alongside it on North America's grasslands. Insanity at its biggest point, listeners. Reintroducing the modern relatives of the late Philistine losers to North America could spark fresh interest in conservation, contribute to biodiversity, and begin to put right some of the wrongs caused by human activities. See, Prince Charles wants to make this his personal park, America. And that's what's being done right out from under our noses. In the meantime, we have to be dealt with in this country. The population has to be reduced. This is why I cover that article or that document that appears to be a very legitimate document. Oh, and where is it? As I go back and forth with directions and paperwork and the initiative for the 92 Echo Earth Charter. Let me find some room here before I get sidetracked. I can't find it. What else is new? Anyway. Oh, boy, that doesn't frustrate me a little bit. That only frustrates me a lot when I can't find what I need. And maybe here it is. No, that isn't it. Well, anyway. Agenda 21 in full operation today, 13 years into implementation. The setup is so obvious to me that has done the research. It emanates from the State Department and the UN system. And for us to be so stupid, it's only because we're too lazy to realize and research. That's all. The initiative for the 92, or the Echo 92 Earth Charter, and you've heard it before. I covered it for a full hour just about day before yesterday, where they say, therefore, the following policy must be implemented. The Security Council of the UN, led by the Anglo-Saxon major nation powers, will decree that henceforth the Security Council will inform all nations that its sufferance on population has ended, that all nations have quotas for population reduction on a yearly basis, which will be enforced by the Security Council by selective or total embargo of credit, items of trade including food and medicine, or by military force when required. Aerial spraying, listeners, creating more endangered species, killing off our population, killing off the weak and the young, more than likely. So this is absolutely amazing. This article is just amazing. Reintroducing the modern relatives of the late Philistine losers to North America could spark fresh interest in conservation, contribute to biodiversity, and begin to put right some of the wrongs caused by human activities. Oh, we're the bad guy. It's a war on human, or it's a war on the human race. Quote, establishing Asian assesses and Prizawaki's horse in North America might help prevent the extinction of these endangered species and would restore squid species to their evolutionary homeland, end quote, the scientist wrote. Insanity, people. You should be angry hearing this. Absolutely incensed and angry. They proposed a second phase that would include reintroducing African cheetahs, lions, and Asian and African elephants to large private parks. I read somewhere where in the Grand Teton National Park, they're reluctant to open up bike trails because of the interference with the bears that would cause danger. And you can't have any weapons to defend yourself. And heaven help you if you shoot a bear to defend yourself. It's the Rewilding Project, listeners. It's part of the Biodiversity Treaty and Agenda 21. It's being implemented right now. And yet most people don't have a clue as gas continues to skyrocket, which has been predicted by many, including Lindsay Williams way back when. Quote, free-roaming managed cheetahs in the southwestern United States could save the fastest carnivore from extinction, restore what must have been strong interactions with pronghorn, and facilitate ecotourism as an alternative for ranchers. What are the ranchers going to do for a living? Keep in mind, the farmers are being paid not to plant all these years. We are being controlled through our food and water. It's coming into place. It's very obvious to me. And yet the American people continue to slumber, but more are waking up. With your help, more will wake up. Quote, managed elephant populations could similarly benefit ranchers through grassland maintenance and ecotourism, end quote, they wrote, adding that reintroducing lions would represent the pinnacle of the Philistine rewilding of North America. And I appreciate the controversy over the wording that I'm not familiar with, and I hope you do too. They admitted the plan would be controversial, but said it was a far better option than simply accepting the terminal decline of some of the world's most impressive species due to human encroachment and global warming. The insanity of this is just insane. Fabulous work by Dennis, listeners. And he doesn't want to be patted on the back. He just knows, like I do, like Darren does, like others. Quote, Philistine rewilding is an optimistic alternative, end quote, they wrote. The obstacles are substantial and the risks are not trivial, but we can no longer accept a hands-off approach to wilderness preservation, end quote. Well, that's because the aerial spraying that's been going on for a decade, since 1992, people, since this has been all reintroduced, reestablished because of the Initiative for the Echo 92 Earth Charter, Agenda 21, Biodiversity Treaty. Here we see the world running out of time for oil alternatives. That's because oil is a renewable resource, according to many, but it's not being managed and manipulated properly to us. I have an article in the paper about the refineries having problems. This is an obvious scenario in place as well. Refineries keep the production of gasoline down. Henceforth, the total price of gasoline skyrockets. It all fits. It all works. It all makes total sense to me and you as well. We'll get back to this subject, but we've got to deal with our sons and daughters, fathers and mothers, boyfriends and girlfriends disappearing off to another Vietnam. The Middle East mess. Oh, boy. Let's cover the peace sign. No, let's cover the peace symbol, the handheld peace symbol. Let's see. Another hand gesture is that of benediction. The shadow represents Satan. That shadow, according to Satanists, is the symbol of malediction. A modernized use of this sign appeared in the Daily World on October 18, 1969, as the insignia of the communist GIs and vets of peace. This comes from Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated by Dr. Kathy Burns. And let's repeat this. Another hand gesture is that of benediction. The shadow, quote, represents Satan. That shadow, according to Satanists, is the symbol of malediction. A modernized use of this sign appeared in the Daily World of October 18, 1969, as the insignia of the communist GIs and vets for peace, end quote. The Pope makes this sign frequently, especially when giving blessings. Former witch, mason, and Satanist explains, quote, however, the two fingers together, mudra, symbolizes, quote, the Masonic Gnostic law of opposites, the need for both dark and light, good and evil, pain and pleasure, which is exemplified in such Masonic icons as the Master's Carpet, which is intended to be a black and white checkerboard. This is rooted in Persian dualism, the doctrine that there is a God of good and a God of evil, and that both gods are equal in power and are necessary in the equilibrium of the cosmos, and is totally unbiblical. And that was one. Let's go to B now. Quote, these also symbolize the Abba, or father current of magic, and the Ima, of the mother current of magic. These currents are lines of power, come down to us through the centuries from Babylon and Nimrod. Continue quoting, in Satanism, the gesture is known as the sign of the Bowman. It is a symbol of the Antichrist. The Bowman and Antichrist associated in the occult is because of the connection between the horned god of witchcraft and the hunt. A popular name for the horned god in England is, in fact, Herne the Hunter, end quote. The complete book of witchcraft reveals, quote, there is a deeply seated belief in the fascination or enchantment of shadows so that the witch or magician could use them to either produce sickness and death or to inspire love. The shadow of the priest's fingers raised in blessing are considered by Satanists and American opinion to have evil significance. A remarkable thing connected with the hand so lifted is that its shadow resembles the head and horns of the great goat of Baphomet, the symbol of black magic. The use of the shadow of blessing was regarded as the legitimate prerogative of the Pope and was most terribly exercised during the Dark Ages and at the times of the Inquisition, end quote. A related hand sign is the peace sign, or V sign. The signal actually began as a symbol of satanic benediction during the rituals. This sign has been used by Yasser Arafat, Richard Nixon, Winston Churchill, and Stuart Meacham, co-chairman of RED's New Mobilization Committee. Churchill said that the sign stood for victory, but remember that Churchill is one of the insider elite and a Mason, and he most likely knew the evil significance of this symbol, but tried to give it a facelift. The V sign has a colorful history. V is the Roman sign for the number five, and Adam Weishaupt used it in the Illuminati to symbolize the law of fives. But there's more. In the Kabbalah, quote, the meaning of the Hebrew letter for V, Vayu, or Vayu, is Nile, or nail. Now the nail is one of the secret titles of the Satan within the Brotherhood of Satanism. Satan is letting us know that this is one of his favorite signs. Why else does he like the pentagram, or penta equals five, and the fivefold statue used in masonry and witchcraft? Furthermore, quote, the leftists and radicals and Satanists who have popularized that sign know its ancient significance very well. In fact, that V sign is now used extensively by such communist organizations as the Young Socialist Alliance, Vets for Peace in Vietnam, and the Students for the Democratic Society, end quote. Although not a hand sign, the peace symbol itself needs to be examined. And bear with me, listeners, this is very vital. because Gold Star Families for Peace has a pentagram with the peace symbol on top of the pentagram. It's there. Look at it. Go to their website, I say. Quote, known as the peace sign throughout the 1960s into the present day, this symbol is the Teutonic ruin of death. 1950s peace advocate Gerald Holtum may have been commissioned by the communist sympathizer Bertrand Russell to design a symbol to unite leftist peace marchers in 1958. It is clear that either Holtum or Russell deemed the Teutonic or Neronic cross as the appropriate symbol for their cause. You know what the peace symbol looks like, listeners. You've seen it for years. Quote, throughout the last 2,000 years, this symbol has designated hatred of Christians. Once again, throughout the last 2,000 years, this symbol has designated hatred of Christians. Nero, who despised Christians, crucified the Apostle Peter on a cross head downward. This hideous event resembled the Teutonic cross and became a popular pagan insignia of the day. Therefore, this sign became known as the Neronic Cross. Quote, the symbol's origin in history proves it to be the visual mystic character for the split Y. That is the sacred word of the Hindu. Chanting is supposed to help weaken the spirit power of Brahma at the base of the human spine. Occultist Albert Pike also identifies this symbol as mystical in his book on Freemasonry, Morals and Dogma. The peace symbol, also called the Broken Cross, Crow's Foot, Witch's Foot, Nero Cross, Sign of the Broken Jew, and the symbol of the Antichrist, is actually a cross with the cross with the arms broken. It also signifies the gesture of despair and the death of man. Quote, the Germanic tribes who used it attributed strange and mystical properties to the sign, such as ruin is said to have been used by black magicians in pagan incantations and condemnations. To this very day, the inverted broken cross, the peace sign, identical to the socialist peace symbol, is known in Germany as the Todesruin or Death Ruin. Not only was it ordered by Hitler's National Socialist, but it must appear in German death notices, but it was part of the official inscription prescribed for the gravestones of Nazi officers of the dreaded SS. The symbol suited Nazi emphasis on pagan mysticism, end quote. With the arms of the cross raised on the right position, it is a Pythagorean symbol of the course of life and the form of a rising path with fork roads to good and evil. It also signifies fertility, but with the arms pointing downward, it denotes evil and death. That's just the beginning of getting into this, listeners. The peace symbol. Quote, in fact, the inverted man ruin, the figure encircled in the common sign, which the communists tell us means peace, has for centuries been a favorite sign of Satanists, end quote. Anton LaVey, the founder of the Church of Satan, used the peace symbol as the backdrop for his altar. The former witch makes the following comment about the peace symbol. Oh. This should be interesting. Quote, it's an ancient and powerful symbol of Antichrist. During the Dark Ages, it was used in Druid witchcraft and by Satanists of all sorts during the initiation of a new member to the order. They would draw the mystic circle and give the initiate a cross. The initiate would then lift the cross and turn it upside down. He would then renounce Christianity and all the three dimensions sick of time, past, present, and future, and break the horizontal pieces downward, forming the design of the raven's foot. This ugly symbol is nothing short of blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. For one to wear or display this symbol is to announce either knowingly or unknowingly that you have rejected Christ. Remember, symbolism is a picture language, and a picture is worth a thousand words, end quote. And there's a few examples here of the peace symbol. And that's enough. We have very little time to connect dots. Oh, boy. So, Rewilding America, Biodiversity Treaty, Agenda 21, well into place, 13 years. September 11th, 2001. Police state, everybody calls police state. The police state comes from the U.N. system and the State Department. U.N. Security Council Resolution 1373, September 28, 2001. It's insane. Reaffirming its resolutions 1269 of 1999, of 19 October 1999, and 1368, 2001, of 12 September 2001, listeners, the day after. Reaffirming also its unequivocal condemnation of the terrorist attacks which took place in New York, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania on September 11, 2001, and expressing its determination to prevent all such acts. And keep in mind, this is from the State Department, the U.S. Department of State, and U.N. Security Resolution 1373. Reaffirming further that such acts, like any act of international terrorism, constitute a threat to international peace and security. Reaffirming the inherent right of individual or collective self-defense as recognized by the Charter of the United Nations as reiterated in Resolution 1368-2001. Reaffirming the need to combat by all means, in accordance with the Charter of the United Nations, threats to international peace and security caused by terrorist acts. Deeply concerned by the increase in various regions of the world of acts of terrorism motivated by intolerance or extremism. Calling on states to work together urgently to prevent and suppress terrorist acts, including through increased cooperation and full implementation of the relevant international conventions relating to terrorism. Only just begun, listeners. It's insane for people not to understand we are the UN system, un-America, or un-America, as Tim patented himself. We'll be back. Much more to do.
Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
Notice, FirstAmendmentRadio.com is changing satellites. The service on Galaxy 13 will be ending August 31st. Service is now up and available on Telstar 5 KU band. Visit the FirstAmendmentRadio.com homepage for more information. Notice, FirstAmendmentRadio.com is changing satellites. The service on Galaxy 13 will be ending August 31st. Service is now up and available on Telstar 5 KU band. Visit the FirstAmendmentRadio.com homepage for more information.
Dial 911 and Die, the book police chiefs and politicians don't want you to read, shows there is no legal obligation for the police to protect you. Just ask yourself, if the police aren't obligated to protect my family and I'm disarmed by legislation, what if...
A burglar!
Dial 911 and Die is available from Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Order it online at jpfo.org.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have
for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Order online today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com or call 559-781-3773. Who will tell them if not you?
Okay, welcome back to the broadcast called American Exposé. Be sure to visit our website, AmericanExpose.com. America spelled with a K, not a C. Lots of nasty stuff up there. Not that we want it, not that we have to do it, but we know it's necessary. Weather modification research reaches new height, guiding cyclones to a specific target. And all this interconnects. Let's take Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, welcome to the broadcast.
Ah, yes, weather control, another deep and good subject.
Oh, boy.
Now, with weather modification, what people have got to realize is that the Russians have scalar wave technology, which is more powerful than our HARP technology. Another thing that people have got to realize is scalar wave technology can put a shield around Russia. That if we ever launched our nuclear missiles against Russia, they would just block our missiles and then send an earthquake over to America. It's called Operation Woodpecker. It's on my friend David Bay's site. Can I give the web address to it?
Yeah, let's have that website very slowly.
Yes, indeed. www.cuttingedge.org. www.cuttingedge.org. David Bay has tons of archival material on weather modification, and his phone number and address is at the end of the website.
Great.
I highly recommend it.
I remember quoting from Cutting Edge a few times in the past.
Yes, indeed. As far as weather modification is concerned, it's called Operation Woodpecker, where they're pecking at the caldera, and they've been doing this for 30 years in the Midwest to make that caldera explode. And the reason why we're not doing anything against the Middle East like we should is because the Russians and the Chinese have us by the throat. Israel has this technology. Europe has this technology. We don't have this technology. We're behind the eight ball.
Hmm.
I mean, I talked to David about this. I've done my research on this. I've read other material on this. I've read the defectors. I mean, I think I'm fairly educated on this subject.
You sound so.
And the scary part is they literally have us by the throat. We just haven't officially waved the white flag of surrender. And they're doing whatever they want to do. And you know what? A lot of this came after World War II when the communists and us divided up the German Nazis. We took our portion of the Nazis in Operation Paperclip, and the Russians took theirs. And that's how we got a lot of this technology, was from the Nazis.
Yeah. And they were decades ahead of both sides, or our side anyway, which is the wrong side, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. Let me throw this out. I'm telling you something. They have the technology to literally make people dumb. We're not going to have a revolution in this country. The Russians will just use a HARP device against us. So they use drugs to keep the people pacified. We're screwed as a country.
Mm-hmm.
But the purpose of talk radio is to expose this, to get a remnant, to get a few people awake. That's it. 10-15% to get them awake. Up in Massachusetts, it's even worse. This is not doom and gloom, but there is a certain element of reality that when you look at the facts, you got to look at the facts as they are and make a determination based upon those facts and then take action based upon those facts.
Don't you think the population, in many respects, after all these years of learning on their behalf, that maybe 50 to 75 million of us might be in various degrees of awareness?
I think so. I know for myself how I became aware was just keeping my eyes and ears open. Plus, I was very informed at a young age, so that helped me out. You have to have a foundation to begin with.
How did you become aware at a young age?
Well, I used to read editorials in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good start. Reading the things that people would not read. Most people read the sports section. Most people read the movie section. I decided to read the editorials. And you see, it's like putting pieces of a puzzle together. You take a piece here, you take a piece there. I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh. And then I used to watch televangelists on TV, take information from that.
When did you stop listening to Rush Limbaugh?
Oh, a long time ago.
Was it when he made his stand favoring NAFTA?
When I became a member of the John Birch Society.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even a little bit before, after that, that was a red flag right there.
What was the year that you joined the JBS?
Oh, 10 years ago, back in 1994, I think.
I see, uh-huh.
I only stayed in there for a year, although their magazines are great. But I got out of there because I don't feel like they're doing enough. They're an education group. But that's what all these groups do, is they talk,
mm-hmm.
without realizing that these politicians have already been bought and paid for, and that there's a deep... significance that even the JBS doesn't mention. That's weather modification devices and the fact that they can literally control the masses. I kind of decided that being a Bircher was like shining the deckhands on the Titanic, so I joined the American First Party.
Uh-huh.
A little bit more active.
I see.
Which has candidates. The Birchers are classified as an education group, which means they cannot officially put a John Birch Society candidate out, because then they would become a political party.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of a technicality on that part.
Very interesting.
So before I let you go, what do you think of all this craziness?
Just that, craziness, which has basis of fact, and we're in a war, a silent war, a quiet war. We're being maneuvered and manipulated into total unconditional surrender, willingness to capitulate in preference to atomic war, Costco ports on East and West Coast, Gulf of Mexico, Chinese products on our shelves, made by slave labor in communist China and other communist countries.
True statement.
The documentation speaks for itself. The aerial spraying above us that we've been witnessing for 10 years and more, and there wasn't any aerial spraying going on before 1992 that I know of, is a result of this initiative for the 92, the Echo 92 Earth Charter that I can see, to mandate population reduction in every country in the world.
You're right. All I have to do is just look at Nazi Germany and use that as a model. And also, too, there's a good book by William Cooper called Behold the Pale Horse.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is one of the best books I've ever read. I don't agree with everything in there, especially about the UFO stuff, which I think is a bunch of crap. I think the UFO stuff is nothing but government secret weapons. That's it. Period.
Yeah, well, it was a very well done book, and he paid the ultimate price, but he didn't care.
He had a lot of good things to say. Now I have another good book, which is called Black Helicopters, which I believe, as the author believes, which is the UFO phenomenon, is covert agencies coming down and doing experimentation on the population and using the UFO phenomenon to scare away the people. The technology's there, but I just don't buy into some of the wackiness with it.
Well, one thing for sure, there's so much that can be easily documented, and the fact that, let me see this thing. Hold on. Popular Mechanics, February 2004, I believe it's on our website. When UFOs arrive, what will you do? The U.S. government already has a multi-million dollar top secret plan ready to go. February 2004, when UFOs arrive, it's a very interesting article in Popular Science. And here I see Russia joins Iran in fighting UFOs. This is I don't see a real date here, but it was printed out on December 31st of 2004. Russia and Iran have agreed to a joint program studying the UFO phenomenon after a series of sightings of unidentified flying objects. And, you know, those flying objects could be coming from America. They could be coming from Russia. It's a reason for Russia to join Iran in being allies when we attack Iran, too, in my thoughts.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you 100% on that. People get off track when they try and pinpoint the conspiracy to one group of people. Like I hear on shortwave radio, they say it's the Jews that are doing it. I say this. I believe that this conspiracy is multinational, multi-ethnic, and everybody's going to get the shaft out of this, except for the old line families that have always been here from Europe and other places. That's it.
Well, one thing for sure, there's plenty of directions to document to increase our numbers, and when you blame Jews, the word Jews, you're blaming innocent Jews that have no clue, and you alienate them from our fight, which is not good.
But what I'm saying is, I'm talking about other talk show hosts say this, and I'm saying that I believe that this conspiracy is a multinational conspiracy of people of various races, ethnicities, and colors. Just like Stan Monteith said in his book, Stan Monteith said in his book, I forgot the name of it, but it's a very good book. It puts a very well-balanced perspective on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that well-balanced perspective is, it's just like the Orient Express. When they're trying to find the murder of this one guy, and they find out there was everybody on the train that murdered him. And that's the angle that Stan Monteith takes. And what it is, see, is we're fighting, is it's good against evil, plain and simple.
Yeah, good point.
Capitalism versus communism. The republic versus a despotic dictatorship.
Or a democracy.
Yeah, or a democracy. Yeah, you're right. And that is the fight, my friend.
Amen.
Good against evil, light against darkness.
There you go.
And on that happy note, my friend, I will let you go.
Thanks for the warning, Jeff. I appreciate your call.
Indeed.
Bye-bye. So, it's amazing. According to the McIlvany Intelligence Advisor, September 1999, U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan, in the Council on Foreign Relations speech on April 22, 1997, stated, quote, clearly, we cannot meet the challenges of the new millennium with an instrument designed for the very different circumstances of the middle of the 20th century. Make no mistake about it. The anticipated reforms will erode national sovereignty, infringe on personal liberties, and lead the world into a system of global governance. Sovereignty has been the cornerstone of the interstate system. In an increasingly interdependent world, however, the notions of territoriality, independence, and non-intervention have lost some of their meaning. It is time to think about self-determination in the context of a global neighborhood rather than a world of separate states. End quote. And there is the point and the problem. The UN system. So according to this article dated July 22, 2005, weather manipulation research reaches new height, guiding cyclones to a specific target. New buzzword around weather manipulators is guiding a storm after it is formed. The technology of guiding storms after it is formed uses electromagnetic force fields created around the center of the eye of the storm or cyclone or typhoon. A new cyclone and typhoon season is starting worldwide. Different countries' weather bureaus have started predicting typhoons and cyclones all over the world. However, some weather scientists strongly believe that there will be covert attempts by different nations to create cyclone as an experiment and also attempt to control them artificially. The most modern method of artificial weather manipulation involves artificial ionization of Earth's atmosphere between 15,000 and 30,000 feet and above, manipulating the ionosphere and use of controlled solar-terrestrial interactions can create much larger effects. Scientists are realizing that the Earth's weather is controlled by sun's natural electromagnetic radiation reaching the Earth. The sun's radiations and ultraviolet rays have to cross the ionosphere to reach the Earth. There are early indications that the solar radiations and flares are directly responsible for planetary weather changes. And solar flares and levels of radiation are caused by bombardment of cosmic rays on the sun from either a distant massive black hole or a star cluster caused by the collapse of thousands of stars in a small space. Computer models obviously focused on the ionosphere, which acts as a filter for the solar radiations to reach the Earth. There's more to this. It's on the website. It's very interesting, and it needs your attention. It's just amazing. There's much more to this. Here's another article. Pulsating electromagnetic shield against incoming missiles, asteroids, or even bullets. Reverse engineered from extraterrestrial UFOs. Oh, my. Very interesting. Back to this. The implementation of the police state after September 11, 2001. Keep in mind, roadmap for national security. Designed Homeland Security long in advance of September 11, 2001, Homeland Security in America. As I pick up, State Department, from the U.S. Department of State, U.N. Security Council Resolution 1373, and also remember, in 1961, as I keep repeating myself, State Department Publication 7277, to completely disarm this country and the world, U.S. and Russia minimized their militaries to 1 million each, patrol the Earth, with other countries of the U.N. system, I'm sure. But it's going to be a U.N. military. That's what our military is today. It's a U.N. military today. The coalition is the U.N. system over there. Those people upset about their children dying in the Middle East need to understand it's for the U.N. system, not America. It's not George Bush's war. George Bush is the present occupier of the presidency. Daddy Bush, his Daddy Bush, all involved in race breeding back when? Back in the early 20s and 30s. Zapata oil, bringing cocaine into the country, bypassing customs through the oil rigs. Zapata oil. Zapata was part of Bush. George Herbert Walker Bush, excuse me. So I pick up this UN Security Council Resolution 1373, and what I just covered interconnects with this right now, recognizing the need for states to complement international cooperation by taking additional measures to prevent and suppress in their territories through all lawful means the financing and preparation of any acts of terrorism, reaffirming the principle established by the General Assembly in its Declaration of October 1970, Resolution 2625, and reiterated by the Security Council in its Resolution 1189 of 1998, of 13 August 1998, namely that every state, and state is a country in the UN's eyes, has the duty to refrain from organizing, instigating, assisting, or participating in the terrorist acts in another state, or acquiescing in organized activities within its territory directed towards the commission of such acts, acting under Chapter 7 of the Charter of the United Nations. One decides, that all states shall A, prevent and suppress the financing of terrorist acts, B, criminalize the willful provision or collection by any means, directly or indirectly, of funds by their nationals or in their territories with the intention that the funds should be used or in the knowledge that they are to be used in order to carry out terrorist acts. C. Freeze without delay funds and other financial assets or economic resources of persons who commit or attempt to commit terrorist acts. And what is a terrorist act defined as, listeners? Or participate in or facilitate the commission of terrorist acts of entities owned or controlled directly or indirectly by such persons and of persons and entities acting on behalf of or at the direction of such persons and entities, including funds derived or generated from property owned or controlled directly or indirectly by such persons and associated persons and entities. Now, once again, who's going to be a terrorist in all of this? Is speaking out against the federal government a terrorist act? The FBI has defined that as in the past. Are we speaking out against the federal government? We're speaking out against corruption in the federal government. And we have every reason to do so. And it's very easy to go back to it, listeners. Korea, 54,000 dead. 8,000 POWs never return. Vietnam, 58,000 dead. 85% of 5,000 POWs never to return. Except there might be a secret returnee program, as I keep reiterating, because of our acquiescence to Vietnam, communist Vietnam today. And you see the insanity of all this, listeners? Do you understand the insanity that we live today, people? The created crisis that we've been living for years. The set-up scenarios. Shame on us for accepting what's going on today. Shame on Cindy Sheehan for being part of this. Get rid of that damn peace symbol, people. Gold Star Families for Peace, you guys are nuts. You people don't do any research. You people are being manipulated and maneuvered and maybe even paid to propagandize the American people. Once again, acting under Chapter 7 of the Charter of the United Nations, this comes from the U.S. Department of State. It's U.N. Security Council Resolution 1373. This is the direction as the result of September 11, 2001. This is it. The U.N. picture in place. We go to D, prohibit their nationals or any persons and entities within their territories from making any funds, financial assets, or economic resources or financial or other related services available, directly or indirectly, for the benefit of persons who commit or attempt to commit a or facilitate or participate in the commission of terrorist acts of entities owned or controlled directly or indirectly by such persons and of persons and entities acting on behalf of or at the direction of such persons. Number two, decides also that all states shall A, refrain from providing any form of support, active or passive, to entities or persons involved in terrorist acts, including by suppressing recruitment of members of terrorist groups and eliminating the supply of weapons to terrorists. Now, what is a terrorist, people? Has anybody seen the real true definition of a terrorist from the UN system, from the federal government system? If so, we'd like to have it. We'd like to put it on our website. We'd like to understand what a terrorist truly is. Terrorism has been promoted over the years. Terrorist. Oh, we're so dumbed down, people. We have a monumental job in waking up our population. B, take the necessary steps to prevent the commission of terrorist acts, including by provision of early warning to other states by exchange of information. Information for decision-making comes to my mind, Chapter 40 of Agenda 21. C, deny safe haven to those who finance, plan, support, or commit terrorist acts, or provide safe havens. D, prevent those who finance, plan, facilitate, or commit terrorist acts from using their respective territories for those purposes against other states or their citizens. Now, I'm going to conclude with the next three sentences for tonight. E, ensure that any person who participates in the financing, planning, participation, or perpetration of terrorist acts or in supporting terrorist acts is brought to justice, and ensure that in addition to any other measures against them, such terrorist acts are established as serious criminal offenses in domestic laws and regulations, and that the punishment duly reflects the seriousness of such terrorist acts. And F, afford one another the greatest measure of assistance in connection with criminal investigations or criminal proceedings relating to the financing or support of terrorist acts, including assistance in obtaining evidence in their possession necessary for the proceedings, and G, prevent the movement of terrorists or terrorist groups by effective border controls and controls on issuance of identity papers and travel documents, and through measures for preventing counterfeiting, forgery, or fraudulent use of identity papers and travel documents. Well, that doesn't seem to fit very well at the Mexico-U.S. border. Well, that's because it's an international border now under the U.N. system and NAFTA. Listeners, everyone has the freedom to move from his country to his country, change his nationality if he wants. However, in communist countries, you can't leave your country. You're persecuted if you leave your country. We'll continue with this tomorrow. It's just amazing. Darren Weeks will be doing a lot of work on the website as he's able. We will get this initiative for Echo 92 Earth Charter on the site. It will be under National Security Study Memorandum 200, the Kissinger document. As soon as he's able, Darren has a lot of responsibilities and work, and I'm proud to have him with me, proud to have him doing Monday and Friday. He will be doing tomorrow night at this time slot, Darren Weeks. Be sure to listen to him. He's connecting dots very well. Anybody can connect dots. Anyone can do their own research. Channelingreality.com is another partner website to AmericanExpose.com. That's channelingreality.com. Channelingreality.com and un-attractive.com, two new partner sites to our AmericanExpose.com. Be sure to listen to Darren tomorrow, listeners. He does it well. And you be well, and God bless you all. Pray for the restoration of a constitutional republic. With the sheer numbers of people, it can happen. God willing.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it, it has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen, there's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and to our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, and regular guest, world-renowned economist Robert Chapman, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and WBCQ.